This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, kindness and gentleness. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As we all know about the personality of the Holy Prophet, the main character, the most pillar character I will call in Islam is the personality of the Holy Prophet. In whole the system of Islamic teaching and in the whole system of Islamic thinking, the personality of the Holy Prophet is the central, most central personality. If you deny the personality of the Holy Prophet from Islam, nothing remains. What remains will be zero, will be nothing. So he is the most important personality in Islam. And what is the most important character of the Holy Prophet? What is the most central character of the Holy Prophet? It's the kindness. It's the ar-Rahmah. It's the blessing. It's the being kind and gentle to humanity. So this is the core issue of Islam. This is the core thing that binding force of Islam. And even in the life of the Holy Prophet, if you see that the most attractive thing, the most powerful thing which attracted humans towards, the mankind towards this great personality of Islam, the pillar personality of Islam, it's the kindness, it's being gentle to others. So we see in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. It's the act of mercy, it's the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are gentle in dealings with them. If you were harsh and hard-hearted, they would have dispersed and left you alone. So here Quran is telling us about a very important point. What is that quality? What is that central binding force that was making Muslim an ummah, a one unit? What was gathering them together, making them a unit? It was the love of Holy Prophet. It was the kindness and gentleness of Holy Prophet. The Quran is telling us the character of Holy Prophet, and this characteristic of Holy Prophet tells us that the gentleness and kindness is actually the foundation of Islamic life. It's the foundation and binding force of Islamic society. Welcome back. You are listening to A to Z. We are talking about the personality of the Holy Prophet and the centrality of the quality of kindness in Islam and his personality, and how this quality has this tribute and this quality has the power to come together and bring together the people of Ummah, and how it's most central quality in the Islamic society. So the personality of the Holy Prophet is an example for Muslims, for us, for all of us. So if you want to really manifest this quality in your life, if you want to live a life like Holy Prophet, if you want to say yes and answer to Allah's command that he says, obey your prophet, if you want to live an Islamic life, if you want to give your share and take part in the society for building an Islamic society, a rational society, be kind to your fellow creatures. Be gentle in your dealing with people. Be gentle in dealing with your family members. In this way, you are becoming a real Muslim. You are actually realizing and making it real the main quality of the Holy Prophet, and that was being gentle. If you do so, and if you will do this, you will find that your life will more become blissful and will more become full of blessings. And you will find that this blessing and this gentleness and this kindness will return to you. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he may put the kindness and gentleness for his creatures in our hearts, and we may be able to love and be kind to our fellow humans. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. To find out more about this program, log on to our website parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.